artist, and that means that I'm interested in the creative and traditional things that people do in their everyday lives. But I also study the way that conflict is remembered in different communities. So when you put those two things together, that means that one of the things that I've spent a lot of time observing and trying to learn more about is vernacular commemoration, or the way that people remember things like death or disaster or war in their everyday lives. It might sound like a depressing thing to study, and sometimes it is, but I also have the privilege of witnessing events like this, where people show their incredible strength, and I get to see how groups like our Bosnian community here carry on after struggle and honor the memories of lost loved ones in really beautiful and powerful ways. So in some ways, what I study and what we're doing here today is about loss and death, but it's also about survival and persistence. It's inspiring, and I'm humbled when I see events like this taking place. We remember so that others can't forget, and we remember in order to be close to those we love. As the novelist Milan Kundera put it, the struggle of people against power is the struggle of memory against forgetting. And I would add, remembering is also an act of living and of love. Thank you.